Begin the Karat Daven, Sech Dizvach Am Daf Chafei. Begin 12 lines down at the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues with the second mission in this parak, just continuing on the topic of Kal Zvachim Shekiblu Daman, like the first Mishnah, which regarding the Avodah of the Kabbalah, which were different invalidating factors. On that, the next Mishnah continues on invalidations regarding the Kabbalah, the receiving of the blood of a carbon after that it's slaughtered, where the Mishnah says, Nishpecha Dam Al Ritzba, if the blood spills on the floor of the Azara, straight from the neck of the animal, meaning that it's not received in the vessel. It's instead of receiving it, it falls on the floor. And then the Kohen quickly gathers it up and puts it back in the vessel. Says the Gemara Pasul is going to be invalid. It has to be received in the vessel straight from the neck of the animal. If it falls on the floor, it doesn't help putting back in the vessel. It's going to be invalid. So and that's the Gemara, according to Braisa, Tanabon, learn the Braisa. The Pasuk says in Yikra, V'loka ha-koin ha-mashiach midam ha-par. This is by the carbon of the Kohen Gadol, when he brings his par koin ha-mashiach, when he makes an erroneous ruling and follows on that. So he has to bring a carbon. So it says that the Kohen Gadol takes midam ha-par, from the blood of the bull. What that teaches us, what do you mean from the blood of the bull? Midam ha-nefesh, from the blood of the soul. But not the blood that comes from the skin, from the hide. Thomas is not from the residual blood, rather from the lifeblood that comes straight out of the slaughtering. That's the blood that he received. That's the blood that's used for the Kabbalah and the Zrikas Adam. Moreover, another thing that we learn from this pasuk is it says midam hapar, from the blood of the bull. Says the Braisa, what that teaches is that dam mihapari kablana, which the halacha of our Mishnah, that the blood from the bull has to be received, meaning. But if the blood spills on the floor of the Azara and then it's gathered in, that's going to be invalid because that wasn't received from the bull. It has to be received directly from the animal. And the Braisa says, because the Isa Gadaita, because if you would think to say that the mem that it says, midam hapar, you would expound as the normal translation normally would be, midam hapar kadachsev, from the blood of the bull, like it's written, which would seem to translate as midam, from the blood, which is an exclusionary term. It's a miut, vafila miktas dam, even if only some of the blood is received from the bull. That's how normally you would translate the pasuk. And that says the Braisa no, and that's why we know the drasha that we're saying. Va'amar Rav, but Rav said, the halach is, ha-sheichid tzarech she'kabel es kol dam mishal par. Whoever is slaughtering the bull has to receive all the blood of the bull. So like the pasuk says, ves kol dam yishpech, that all the blood has to be spilled out. So he has to receive all the blood. So Ella, rather, that's why we're saying when it says midam ha-par, from the blood of the bull, it doesn't mean from the blood of the bull, but you don't need to receive all of them. Like we said, you need to receive all of it. So then how do we translate the words? Rather, what it means is dam mehapari kaplano. The blood from the bull has to be received. What does that mean? It explains the Gemara, uksavar, because the Tana holds, gairin, we can take away a letter from this word, umesif, and then add it on to the other word, the Dershin, and expound, the way Reb Shimon does in Masechtas Yuma. So essentially, instead of reading it, the mem from midam hapar, from the blood of the bull, we take the mem from the word dam, and we add on to the word hapar. Dam me hapar. The blood has to be received from the bull, which is only from directly, but not if it falls on the floor, which explains the halacha of our Mishnah. Now, Gufa, the Gemara goes back to quote a teaching that was brought in incidentally, Amr Rabbi Yehuda Marav. He said, "Hashechid tzarech she'kabel es kol dam mishal par. Whoever slaughters the animal has to receive all the blood of the bull." Like it says in the pasuk, "Ves kol dam hapar yishafech." That all the blood of the bull has to be spilled out. That asks the Gemara, "How could you learn from that pasuk that you have to receive all the blood?" But v'ha bishirayim ksiv. That pasuk is written by the spilling out of the remnants of the blood on the yisayid of the mizbeach, and it's not by the kabbalah, by the receiving of the blood. It's an avoda that's done after the zrika. How do you learn regarding the kabbalah? Says the Gemara, im eina inyan l'shirayim, which is a concept that we know in halacha that's called im eina inyan. If it's not teaching this, it must be teaching something related to that. Im eina inyan l'shirayim, if that pasuk cannot be teaching us regarding the remnants of the blood, because dal lesa l'kulei dam, at that point in the timeline, there's no more all of the blood because it was already taken from the blood and put on the corners of the mizbech. We're saying the leftovers is spilled on the bottom. So you can't say that that's all the blood. So Tineu Inyan b'Kabbalah. So therefore, rather we apply it to the Kabbalah because at that point in time you could have all the blood because it's right after it was slaughtered. That's where it's talking about as Kol Dam Hapar. It's referring to not the Shvicha Shirayim, but rather to the Kabbalah. That's how we know that one has to receive all the blood of the bull, and therefore that's how we said must be that the pasuk is not literal when it says Midam Hapar because it can't be only from; it has to be all. Rather, it's like we said: you take the letter Mem, put it on the word Hapar. Dam Me Hapar, like the Halacha Mishnah, has to be received directly and not from the floor. Another teaching on this topic from Amar Rabbi Huda, this time in the name of Amar Shmuel, says Hashechet, someone who slaughters the carbon, Tzarech she'gibiyah sakel amala, has to quickly pick the knife upwards so that the blood from the knife does not fall into the bowl, which is collecting the blood for the avodas of the zrika, which is the avodah of Kabbalah. Shnema, because like it says in the pasuk we brought before, v'lokach midam hapar, that he takes, the one who's receiving the blood, which is, v'lokach means the Kabbalah, he takes midam hapar from the blood of the bull, which teaches us, but v'loy midam hapar b'dava achar, but not from the blood of the bull and something else, meaning the knife, you only can get the blood that's coming from the bull, but not the blood that's going to drip off from the knife. So quickly when you do the shechita, pick the knife upward that it doesn't drip into the bull. And that is the Gemara, so the medam sakin b'mayma kaneachle, so the blood that's on the knife, what do you wipe it off onto? It has to be something dignified, but you can't let it go into the bowl, so what do you wipe it on? So Amabai, he says, b'svas mizrik, on the edge of the bowl, not in it, because we don't want it to mix into the blood that's the Kabbalah, but rather you wipe it on the edge of that bowl. Okay, like it says in the passage in Ezra, kefayre zahav, when it refers to the mizrak and the bowls that the blood is receiving in Sefer Ezra, it calls it kefayre. Kefayre, as Rashi brings different sources, means wiping. So why is it called the Mizrak, a term of wiping? Because they would wipe the remnants of the blood of the knife on the bowl. That's why it was called, the bowls of gold were called Kefayre Zav, to allude to this halacha that it was wiped on the edge of the bowl. Another halacha, Amrav Chizah, Amrav Yimer, Ba'aba, regarding the slaughtering, Hashechid, someone who slaughters the animal, Tzarech She'itin has to place, as we continue on to Amud Beis, the Vridin, which are the veins in, by the animal in its neck on the side of the trachea. The trachea is the one of the pipes that have to be cut. There's two pipes, windpipe and food pipe, and the animal has to be cut. On either side, there are these veins that take all the blood through the body on the side of the trachea, which they have to be also slaughtered and have to be part of the Kabbalah as a rabbinic halacha to make it a full-fledged Kabbalah from the bull. So that says, the Gemara, that has to be l'teicha kli, that the vridin, these veins, have to be in the vessel when they're being slaughtered. Now, as Rashi points out, although it says in the vessels, not really precisely like that, because it's not really possible, because the neck is what's being slaughtered, you can't have that in the vessel, rather means on the ear space that's over the opening of the vessel. Hit menami sotu, we learned the Amar Avasim Rabbi Yechon, this is vridin, these veins, they have to see the air space of the vessel, that when they're slaughtered, it's right over that it goes straight into the vessel. Now, relating to this halacha, he asked, who Rabbi Yechonah just said that halacha, he says, if let's say someone was receiving the blood, the kohen is waiting right under the one who's doing the slaughtering, and now the bottom of the receptacle of the vessel that they use for Kabbalah, the bottom of it caved in. Ad shlohigia dam la'aver, before the blood reached the ear space of the mizrik of the bowl, meaning before it got between the walls of the mizrik, when the blood was still on top of it. But, however, it is opposite the ear space, like we said, because when they're slaughtering, they would have the vridin that should see the ear space of the vessel. Ma, what's the halacha? What's the question? Explains the Gemara. Do we say, aver shein seifa lenuach, airspace that's not ultimately going to land, like in this case, where ultimately we know that the bottom of the bowl already caved in before the blood entered the airspace of the vessel, so it's air that's not going to end up landing. Do we say, in spite of that kemunach dami, like as if it was received in the bowl, but then it was spilled out, which then actually the halacha is, that it is permitted to pick it up from the ground and put it back in the bowl. Because if it goes into the bowl, you had a valid Kabbalah. Our Mishnah told me that it went straight from the neck to the floor. Then you can't put it into the bowl. You never had a Kabbalah. Do we say that although ultimately it was not going to land, but since it was on top of the ear space, it's like it was already inside the bowl and then just that it spilled out? Or is it not like it was gathered inside the bowl and it's like it spilled directly from the neck onto the floor where it then is going to be possible? Now, The case was specifically that was being asked was if it was on top of the bowl and never entered into the space of the walls of the bowl. Because if it would have reached into the space of the walls of the bowl before the bottom caved in, then there wouldn't have been a question, because then it already gathered in the airspace. That would be considered as a Kabbalah. The question is, aber she'ein seifa lenuach, airspace that's not ultimately going to go end up landing in, and it's not in it. Do we view it as if it's in, but then it's like as if it fell out? Or is it like it never went in, and therefore it's going to be possible? So Rabbi Yechon responded to me, he says, Tinesu, we learned in the Braisa. What braisa? The braisa says as follows. Chavis shemunachas tachas hazinuk. There's a barrel that's beneath a spray of flow of water, which is flowing down a steep mountain. And the flow, when it comes down, it shoots off to a distance, and it falls into a barrel. Now, this barrel was not placed there specifically to be the receptacle of sanctifying the mechatas, which is the waters that's necessary to be mayim chayim el keli. You have to take live waters, which is what these waters are. But it has to be put there specifically for that intention. Here, it wasn't done with that intention. And by mechatas, by the paraduma waters, the halacha is that they have to be drawn specifically to be the waters for the mayim chayim, for the mechatas, for the purification waters. And here the barrel was not put for that purpose. Now, so therefore, says the braisa, mayim shebetecha v'shebechutzala psulim. The water that's inside and outside is going to be invalid. In other words, we don't have to say that the water that fell into the barrel, where once it's already inside, of course that's going to be pasuk, because it's not mayim chayim anymore, it's not live water, it's already drawn, it already went into a barrel. And again, that barrel wasn't placed there to be the place where they're being mekadosh the mechadosh, so it's invalidating. But says the braisa, even the water that's out of it is going to be pasul. In other words, what does that mean, pasul? You can't quickly jump in and put a vessel into the airspace that's on top of the barrel and grab it to then have the flow go into a different vessel to be mekadosh for mechadosh then. That's what the price is saying, that no, even what's outside the barrel, meaning on top of it, above its lip, opposite its airspace, no, once the water reached opposite the airspace, it's like it's already in the barrel, and therefore it already lost its chiyus, its liveness. And the problem with that is, the halacha is to be mekadish waters for the mechatas, for the paraduma, after which they would purify a person that got tumas meis, has to be mayim chayim el keli, to make it in, to be mekadish it. And here it already lost its life, when it's in the vessel, which would makes it not live anymore, not connected to a spring. Now, obviously we see that Aver, the airspace that's on top, is like it was already placed in. Now, later on the Gemara is going to ask, how does that answer the question? This is Aver Shesoifa Lenuach. This is airspace that ultimately will land and rest inside the barrel, because here the barrel didn't cave in on the bottom. And of course it's going to be Kemunach, and therefore it's already puzzled on the top. How's that going to answer our question, which we wanted to know? If it's Aver She'ein Sefer L'Nuach, because the bottom already caved in, then we ask, maybe that's not Kemunach, and therefore, in the case that we described regarding Kabbalah, it would be Pasul, and because not Kemunach. So how is that answering the question? But for now, that's what he was answering him, saying that you see, obviously, that it would be Kemunach. Continues the Braisa that he quotes him, however, if Tziruf Pio Lazinuk, unlike the case of the ratio we just described, where the water was flowing down the mountain, and then when it hits the bottom, it flies up and goes into a barrel at a distance. If let's say he puts the opening of the barrel right by the spraying of the water, where there's no airspace between the lip of the barrel and the spraying of the water that's coming down the mountain, then the halacha is as follows: Maim shebetoicha, the water that comes into the airspace of the barrel itself, then it's invalid because then it's already in the barrel, so it's not connected anymore to the mayim chayim. But however, the water that's outside the barrel, even though it's on top of the barrel, it's in, so to speak, that ear space, Kesherin is going to be valid. Why? Because it never left yet the pipe that's on top of the barrel. So even though it's on top of it, it's not going to be the ear space of the barrel, because if, let's say, there's a pipe there that's coming on from the mountain, where although the pipe's on top of the barrel, and you would normally say the Aver is like the barrel, like we say in the Reisha, but it's not in the Aver because it's still in that pipe that's on top of it, so then it's going to be kosher. Now, but one thing that we see from the Reisha is that the Aver that's on top is like it's inside. On that is the Gemara, Hai Mai, what's the Raya Rabbi Yechon is bringing from this Braisa? The question that Rabbi Asi had asked from him was regarding airspace that's on top, that's not going to end up landing inside because the bottom already caved in. And what does Rabbi Yochanan answer him? He ends up answering a case where the airspace on top that will end up being landing inside, that, oh, then on top it's considered like it's already inside. For example, like the case of the Reisha, which he brought him, Shebechutzala, that's outside of it, that's on top, is going to be Pasul. And that has the Gemara, but maybe the reason why it's Kemunach, like it's already inside, is because it's fit to be landing inside, because there, in that case, the barrel is complete, and therefore it's fit to land inside. if you would not have come with another vessel and gathered it before it goes inside. And therefore, we view it already as if it's inside. And therefore, in that case, it's going to be possible. But maybe if the bottom of the barrel would have caved in, then it would not have ended up being landing and staying inside. Then maybe we don't view it kimunach dami. So I was answering the question. Says the Gemara, tarti gabay minei. He had asked from Rabbi Yochanan two cases. And Rabbi Yochanan, you're right, answered one of them. That is, his question was, if you're going to say that Avershein Seifel Nuach, if it's airspace, it's not going to end up landing inside, then you write Lav Kemunach, that means it's not like it's placed inside. And therefore, in regards to the case that we had quoted here at Asr Rabbi Yechanan, it's actually not going to be kosher because it's not like you had a Kabbalah, because what's on top, not in the wall space, it's on top. And also, it's not going to even end up staying inside because it's already caved in, there's no bottom. But then he had asked him, but then what would the halacha be? But what's if it's airspace that will end up landing in because there is a bottom? That question, that second half, Rabbi Yochanan answered him that you see that that's clearly kemunach dami, like you see from the Braisa. And therefore, in the case of that he had asked him if it had a bottom, even though it's still on the top, and then it doesn't end up going in, it's still like it was in, it's kemunach, and then it would be like it went in the bowl and then fell out. And therefore, if you gather it up and put it back in, it would be kosher. Says the Gemara, Rav Yosef Masni Hachi. Rav Yosef taught the discussion, the question Rabasi had from Rabbi Yochanan, and the answer the way we just quoted in the Gemara, which was a question regarding the halacha of Kabbalah, of when it was Nifchas, and then he brought the Raya from the Braisa. Rav Kahana Masni, however, he taught a different version, that actually Chavis Baimenei, Rabasi had asked him, the halacha of the Braisa, the case of the barrel, he had asked him, if you have a barrel that's beneath a flow of a mountain, now, he wanted to know the water that's outside, opposite the airspace of the barrel, if someone quickly jumps in and wants to sanctify it in a bowl for the purposes of meichatas, what would the halacha be? Well, Pashal Echavis Rabbi Yechanan answered him from the Braisa clearly, which says that's going to be possible because it's kemunach dami. It's like, since it's on top of the airspace, it's going to be possible. Rabbi Masni, he taught a different version. He says that Chavis Baimenei, that the question he had asked him was the halacha of the Braisa. He asked him the case of the barrel. And partially Mizrak, that Rabbi Yochanan actually answered it from him, and he says you could learn enough from the halachas of the bowl of the halach of Kabbalah's dam by a carbon. Why? What's the raya from there? So Rabbi Yochanan had told him, "Iyata ma'ide b'mizrak, don't you agree by the bowl that does the Kabbalah's dam of a carbon? She ef shaloi b'lei zinik. It's not possible to out there being a spurt of a flow, meaning." When the one who's slaughtering the carbon on top of the airspace of a vessel, the blood doesn't drip right down, straight down into the bowl. Rather, it spurts a little bit to the width of the vessel, to the end of the vessel. Now, if you would say that airspace, which ultimately is going to land inside, is not like it's inside already, so it comes out when the blood goes down into the vessel, it's not coming straight from the animal. It's coming from the airspace because it's going first to the width. And the Torah says, Dameha pari kablen, like we said on Amman Aleph, has to be directly from the animal. Now, so therefore, obviously, you see that Aver Shasoifa Lenuach is Kemunach Dami. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan is answering him, that the same thing you, regarding the case you're asking me, which is really a Braisa, but he was bringing him from the Halach of Kabbalah Saddam, by the barrel too, that since it's Aver Shasoifa Lenuachu, it's on, right on top of the barrel, it's going to end up landing inside, it's Kemunach Dami, and therefore in that case, it's going to be possible, because again, that wasn't put there for the purposes of Mechatas, therefore it's Mavsiket from Tzchiyusa, it's not considered Mayim Chaim anymore, and therefore it's going to be possible, even though someone else quickly grabs before it goes in, it's already Avish HaSefer L'Nuach, it's Kemunach Dami, like you see from Halachas of Kabbalah Saddam. Continuing on related Halacha regarding receiving and Kabbalah, Tznan HaSem, we learned within the Mishnah Masech Dispara. The Mishnah is talking about when there's a flow that's coming down from a slanty mountain, which is, has an incline, a decline, and however, when it flows down, and there's a barrel on the bottom, it can't go straight into the barrel, because you have the lip of the barrel, the water's not going to go straight into the barrel. So, says the Mishnah over there, let's say, Nasan Yadei Oiragli, so somebody, what he does is, he puts his hand or his foot on the top, meaning higher up, by where the top of the pipe is coming down from the mountain, he wants to make like a gutter so the water could go through his hand and flow up to go into the barrel so that it could become sanctified to take this Mayim Chaim and put it El HaKeli. Because it's not going to go into the barrel directly, so he wants to make some type of a gutter with his hands or his feet. Or he takes the leaves of herbs, of vegetables, which are edible for consumption, and therefore, as we're going to shortly see, they're Mekabel Tumah, because they're Eichlin, Eichlin are Mekabel Tumah, just like a person. So if he does these things, so that the water should pass over from where it's flowing down the mountain to go and flow up into the barrel, psulin, those waters are invalid, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain. But if let's say you put the leaves of reeds or of walnuts to make that as a gutter, then kasher there, it's going to be, the water is going to be valid to make a water of mayim chayim. And says the Mishnah, Zakal, this is the rule. Davar hamakabel tuma, something that that could receive tuma, like a person or like food items, psulin, they're invalid. Davar she'ena makabel tuma, sharing things that are not susceptible to tuma, like ali kanim and ali gaizim, they're going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, Manan Mila, where do we know this halacha from? The Amar B'yichin, the Mishnah B'yisim Bar Abba, Amar Kar, the Pasuk says in Meyikra, Ach Mayin Ubar. However, just a spring and a pit, Mikveh Mayim, that's gathered water, Yitar, they'll be pure. Now, they're talking about the halacha that those things are not makabel tuma, they're also mitar things like a mikveh. But what we learn from the word yiatar is yis havayasan, the creation of these purifying waters, alidei taharatehe, has to be through a purified way. Meaning when you're creating the mikveh or the kiddush, the sanctified waters of the mechatas, you have to create them, be mahava them, through something that's not makabel tuma, and that's how you know the halacha of that Mishnah. Now, Amr B'chia, Amr B'yechanim, relating back to our previous sugi, says, Zayse Meres, what you learn from this Mishnah that says that if someone puts his hands or his feet, that's going to make the water puzzle, that Aver Kli, Kikli Dami, that must be that the airspace of a vessel is like the vessel itself. Why? Because here in this case, the water is not dripping down directly from his hand into the vessel. Rather, it passes over. When it comes out of his hand, the water flows, it spurts up onto the width of the opening of the barrel. And even so, the Mishnah tells us it's going to be possible. So obviously you see that when it leaves his hand and it flows up on top of the airspace of the vessel, it's as if it dripped from his hand directly into the vessel. Why? Because his hand, which is coming right by the mountain, is directly, his fingers reach to the edge of the lip of the open vessel. And when it leaves his hands, it spurts and it comes opposite the airspace. Because if you would say that the aver of the kli is not like the kli itself, then actually why would it be possible? But where is it coming from? Not from the person's hands or his feet. It's coming from the airspace. And then essentially it would be like a person who puts his hand in a pipe like 10 amas away from where it flows, which wouldn't be a problem because the whole halacha is the havayasai, the creation of the receptacle when it's receiving the mayim chayim, the purifying waters of the mikvah has to be, that's only the moment it comes in. That has to be through davar that's not makabel tuma. So if he's 10 amas away, it's not a problem here. Also, if it's coming from the aver, it should be kosher. Obviously, because the aver, the kli, is like the kli itself, and if it is considered coming directly from the person's hand or his feet, directly into the bowl, into the barrel, and therefore that's going to be a problem. Again, as we said the halacha before, that the aver, the kli, is like the kli itself. However, on this halacha, the Gemara asks, Amalei Reb Zeir L'Rebchiya Bar Abba, he says, how do you know this? But the Dilma B'Shaisis, maybe the halacha, the Mishnah, is talking about when it drips directly from his hand into the vessel and it doesn't go flying up into the airspace and then back in. So what's your right? The Avakli is Kakli. Maybe it's not. But here it's going directly from his hand, dripping right over the tip of his fingertips into the bowl, into the barrel. On that, Omalei, on that, Reb Chiya Bar Abba said to him, Tarda, you fool, that it's quick to be foolish. The Mishnah says clearly, so that, why did he put his hand or his foot over there? So that the water passes over from him into the barrel. And that term of havara sounds like it's flowing over and then going in, which obviously it's not dripping right in, it's going in the airspace. And therefore, if it's still going to be possible, obviously it's because it's like when it goes into the aver, it's like it's already munach b'kli, and therefore we see that aver kli is k'kli dami. Moreover, says v'amr b'chi b'rabba, amr b'yechanan, the same Manda Amar, going back on this same Mishnah, he says, Me'idusa shel Reb Tzadik, from the testimony of Reb Tzadik, Nishnas Mishnazu, was taught this Mishnah, Meseftas Par. Because the non, like learn the Mishnah, Meseftas Idias, which talks about the different testimonies that different Tanoim had said. Hey, Reb Tzadik testified, Ala Zeichelin, regarding flowing water, Shekilchon Ba'ali Agazin, if they were made to flow by the leaves of walnuts, that even though it's something else is causing, not coming directly from the spring into the mikveh, into the barrel, shenk sharon is going to be kosher, like we said before, because it's davar that's not makabel tuma, which is that Mishnah Masechtas Par. And Zeho Yemaisa Ba'aliyah, says the Mishnah over there in Idias, that this was such an incident in this place, Aliyah, Abba Maisa Levnei Chacham, B'Lishkas Hagazah, that the incident came from the sages of the Sanhedrin, who in the Lishkas Hagazah, the chamber of hewn stone, Vichshira, and they said that it's valid. Now going back to the halacha of our Gemara's discussion from our Mishnah of halachas of Kabbalah Sadam of a carbon. Says Hatsayim Oizn Apar. If someone nicks the ear, makes a cut in the ear of the bull, which is a blemish, like the Mishnah teaches in Bukhairis, that if by all the blemishes it mentions if the ear of the animal was nicked, the acha kach kibul damai, and then after, meaning after the slaughtering, he makes a cut in the ear of the bull, and the acha kach kibul damai, and then he receives the blood of the animal, which is a blemish between the shechita and the kabbalah, pasul, that invalidates the carbon. Shnemak says in the pasuk of Yikra, the lokach midam hapar, the pasuk we brought in Oman al, that he takes from the blood of the bull. What's the bull? Parsha yikfar, the bull that was always there, meaning it has to be complete at the time when you receive the blood, how it was all the way in the beginning at the time that it was slaughtered, which then it had to be complete. So too by the Kabbalah, it has to be complete. If the ear was nicked, it's pasul, even by the Kabbalah. Now, says the Gemara, ashkachan kachi kachim. So we have a source for that this halacha will be invalidated even by the Kabbalah, by the holiest of holiest karbanas, because this pasuk of the par is by the par koin Mashiach, which kachi kachim. Kachim, kalam, and all. How do we know, like karbanas like shlamim, which are low level karbanas, that even there the halacha of this stringency would apply? So Merav, he says, Ketanya, learn the braisa. Pasuk says in Shemayit regarding the karban Pesach, which is a kachim kalam, that seh, it has to be a lamb, tamim, complete, unblemished, zachar, a male, ben shana, in its first year. What you learn from this pasuk says the braisa is sheyi tamim, has to be unblemished, uben shana, and in its first year, bishar shchita, at the time that's being slaughtered. How do you know that this halacha is imperative for the slaughtering? Because the pasuk in Shemayit Beis says techesu al haseh, which the word techesu means slaughtering, which that's where the pasuk says near there, seh tamim. Continues the braisa, bekabbalah, even by receiving the blood, and moreover, bahilacha, transporting the blood, bezrika, throwing the blood minayin. How do we know that all these elements apply? Tam 11, that's the pasuk teaches over there, yiyeh, it should be, which says Rava, which the braisa says, kol havayasav lo yue ela tama ben shana. All its creations, all its avaydis, has to be that the animal is unblemished and it's in first year. So you see clearly that this halacha of Reb Zeira applies even by kachim kalim, like a karban pesach, that it has to be tam even by the Kabbalah. Now, Eitzvi Abayav, however, Abayav asked specifically on Rava from the following braisa. The braisa quotes as follows. Reb Shuaymer, he says, kol hazvachim shabatera, all kabbanis in the Torah, Sheneshtayer mehen, that at the time of the throwing of the blood was left over at least kezayis basar, an olive-sized amount of the meat of the animal, a kezayis chelav, or an olive-sized amount of the fat, then zarek es adam, then you could throw the blood. However, if let's say all the meat or the fats of the animal were tummy at that point or lost, then actually you would not be able to throw the blood. And this is Rabbi Yeshua, according to his reasoning, as the Gemara Menachas Dafnan Vav explains, he expounds the pasuk Vasisa Eilasecha, you should make your carbon Eilah Habasar Vahadam, the meat and the blood, which tells us if there's no meat, then there's no blood. You can't throw the blood. Now, one thing, however, we see from this price is that Yeshua says, but if you have a kezayis of basar or a kezayis of chaylev, then you can throw the blood. Now, the problem is, if the rest of it is lost or tummy, there's no greater blemish than that. Now that's difficult according to Rava, because he said that even at the time of the Zrika, that's how he was learning the Braisa, that even at that point it has to be Tam. Now, this question was not difficult on Reb Zeira, because Reb Zeira did not require it to be unblemished, only besides the Shechita, but also by the Kabbalah. This Braisa, however, is talking about the Zrika. That's difficult on Rava, because he was interpreting the Braisa saying that even at the time of the Zrika has to be unblemished. How does Reb Yeshua say that you can throw the blood at that point? Rather, says Abai to Rava, must be Targuma Aben Shana. The braisa that you quoted, that all the havayas, all the avaydas of the carbon, even of a kachim kam like Pesach, has to be just like it was at the time of the slaughtering, it was going only on the element of being in its first year. Because that's actually the point that it finished the pasuk when it says that it should be ben shana, 1 year old. On that word it says, yeah, that all the havayas, all the avaydas have to be that the animal is in its first year. But if let's say it went into its second year between the slaughtering and the throwing of the blood, that's what the braisa is saying. It's going to be pasul, because as the Gemara is going to shortly explain, even hours will invalidate by a carbon. But regarding the halacha of being unblemished, that you can't learn from here, because that yiyeh is not going on the halacha of tamim, and therefore, that's not a good source for Reb Zeira. As you see, you're contradicted from this braisa of Reb Yeshua. And the braisa that you quoted is not going on the halacha of tamim, it's only going on the halacha of ben shana. But then what's the explanation to answer the Gemara's question that you only find by kachi kachim, that there has to be the Kabbalah tamim? How do you know by kachim kalim? So on that, Rashi explains that Abaye held that the Kabbalah by kachim kalim, that has to be unblemished, since we already revealed the halacha b'kachim kachim, so the same halacha would apply to kachim kalim, and we don't need a special source. Now, however, on this teaching of Abaya in the Braisa, which is saying that, however, so what is the halacha going on, being in its first year, has to be not just by Shechita, but by Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. That's what the Braisa was teaching, but not on Tamim. Umikamidi, is there such a thing, the Bashash Shechita Ben Shana, that in its, at the time when it's loaded, it's in its first year. Bashash Halacha Ben Zrika Ben Shtaim, but when it's being transported and when it's being thrown, then it's already 2 years old. How's that possible? Amarav, he says, yeah, Zayis Ameris, this tells us, Sha'ais Paisleis Bekachim. Even ours invalidate regarding the laws of kachim, because when it says by a carbon has to be in its first year, the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Nidah Mem Mabez that we don't count the year as other halachas from Tishrei, like other Rosh Hashanahs it starts from Tishrei. Rather, the year of an animal starts from the day that it's born, and it goes by 24-hour periods up until it gets the next year. That's when it starts its second year, and the Gemara learns out from a pasuk where it says Ben Shanasai in its distinctive, that in its year, and not the year of how the years of the world usually go. Now, what the Gemara is telling us over here is that this, that it goes from day to day, from when it's born till the next year, it's not just from day to day and not from hour to hour, but even going by the hours. So if let's say the animal was born on the 14th of Nisan in the 9th hour, and then they slaughtered the next year on the 14th of Nisan in the 9th hour, then it's forbidden to throw its blood in the 10th hour, because then it's already passed its first year. And that's the halacha of the Braisa teaching. And therefore, it's not a difficult contradiction with the halacha of Rabbi Shua, because yes, by the throwing of the blood, it does not need to be unblemished. Because if even all the carbon is blemished, besides one kezias of the chaylev of the basa, it's going to be kosher. The Braisa was talking about regarding what has to be in old tzavaitis, has to be ben shana in its first year, because yes, even if it's a minute after, it passes that hour, and it's not in its first year anymore, then it's going to be invalid, even though the Shechita had it, but the Kabbalah, but if the Zriko, or the Halacha didn't have it, then it's going to be a pasul. That we know from this Braisa, but again, the Halacha of Kabbalah being Tumim, which that Reb Zera, and that's what Abai is agreeing to, that does have to be, that we know, since it's said it by Kachim Kachim, so we know the same thing apply to Kachim Kalam too, that not only does it have to be Tumim at the time of the slaughtering, but even if after the slaughtering they nick the ear of the par, and then they do the Kabbalah, then it's going to be possible, because it has to be Tumim also, not just by the Shechita, but also by the Kabbalah.